I'd probably be a pretty poor welder myself. I don't do the welding. I work in CAD, just tell them where to put the welds. I just draw X's all over the car. So X marks the spot. I don't know if the DM32 does the roaming. I know any tones like kind of fake the roaming, but if you really want the proper way to do the site roaming, you want the Motorola radios.
Yeah, the DM32 does do roaming. I got it set up. Well, actually, they got a code switch from Cliff and CAF that I've been using. And that works out great for the MI5 network here. But I'm not certain how that goes as far as if you're, like, traveling out of state. So it would plug in repeater to repeater that may or may not be linked themselves. Something new for me here that I've been trying to get into for this form of digital modes on VNUHF. But I was with the code. I'm kind of just doing a lot of window shopping, but I got time for Dayton, which I'll be attending, to see about getting one. And yeah, I do think I am. I'm probably going to get a Motorola. I was looking around and had to check out some other brands like Radio Oddity, maybe TYT, see if they have any. But I saw one that was kind of, I thought that it was pretty good because it would fill two bills for me at once. Not that there's a whole lot of activity on 220, but I would like to see about getting a 220, at least a FM, if not a multi-mode, all-mode radio for that band. So I saw they had I forgot the model number, DR something, DR50 or something like that. But so I saw they had 2 meters, 220, and 440 tomorrow, so I thought, oh, that'd be pretty good. So I'm looking at the specs. Well, 2 meter and 440 are roughly about 55 and 45 watts, respectively, out. But 220 is only 5 watts. I'm like, oh, it kind of skipped on that a little bit here. Let me toss it back to you. AV8Y, WARAT. I may only be in here for maybe one or two more goers.